Hey, welcome everyone and good evening. This is Studio W The Buzz. Studio W The Buzz, your global radio broadcast. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting, aired anywhere around the globe. And now it's time for Groove Swing Speaks. Welcome everyone. Yes, absolutely. Clayton Brown, how you doing, brother?
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Adjust your camera just a little bit. Okay, we can do it that way. However, and Sister Latoya, Yvette, how are you, darling?
Hello, sister.
Hello, hello. Hola, my sister, and greetings, my brother. I'm good. How are you all? How was everybody's day?
Terrific. You know, it was a beautiful day here in Richmond, Virginia. What would you say, Clayton? 75? It had to get up to about 75 degrees, 77, something like that. I don't know.
Yes,
oh, wow. Absolutely. And that was a break
from...
It was
raining here.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry, sister. I am so sorry. You know, that's quite a break because the temperature here, it is absolutely crazy because, you know, I came back from California. I migrated back here 2 years ago. And, you know, California is two temperatures there. It's mild or hot in a lot of different cases. No, but there's also that in between where it's absolutely beautiful. But anyway, without further ado, we have a special guest on tonight, and that is Tamika Domino. Hey, my sister.
Hello, sister.
Hello.
Hola.
Hello. Peace to my brothers. Hola to my sister, Latoya. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Hopefully, Brother Ahmad, now, not hopefully, I talked to Brother Ahmad earlier, and I hope that he comes on. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know anything about that gentleman, Ahmad McDougall, we'll let him explain and tell you a little bit more about himself when he comes on this set. And then also, Brother Robert Hicks, perhaps they are conversing or doing something, and I don't see them in the green room, but as soon as they get on, we're going to do that. But let's start with one of our panelists who is also, she started off as my co-host, but we've had so many wonderful, wonderful grooves and swings that have come in, and they stuck around, okay? My brother next to me.
Yes.
He came in as a guest one time, and he hasn't left yet. We have Craig.
I'm homeless.
No, you're never homeless, brother.
Never.
You never homeless. If I got one, you got one. I know if you got one, I've got one. That's all right. And now, not only what I'm so proud of is not only is he my groove brother, but he's my sibling. I'm his oldest brother.
That's my oldest brother.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm so proud. Pull your mic closer to you, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
That's true.
Ladies first, though.
I'm stuck with him.
Yep.
I didn't know you all was like blood brothers.
That's my absolutely. Brother. I have 6 brothers, 1 sister.
Yeah, but see, what happened was, he had to follow in Big Brother's footsteps.
That's what I didn't have to do.
No, you didn't have to, but right. You did.
Let's change the subject. I'm sure one of the sisters have something. Cut it out. I'm sure one of the sisters have something important to say.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we want to come in and honor our guest, Tamika. So I want to start, and LaToya, I want you to do the introduction.
I knew you were going to ask me that you know. When I left my paper. I knew it.
You know I was going to do that.
I did. Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. Because okay. I got to do it, and I got to do it right. Give me 1 second. Can y'all still hear me?
I can't believe she blanked out her screen. Tamika.
No, hold on. Wait a minute. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Sister Tamika. Hold for a second. Just give me a second. Give me 1 second.
Hey, but this is wonderful. Now, while she's doing that, there's someone that I have to, and with great, great pleasure and honor, and that's to recognize someone who's working behind the scenes. Now, I'm going to tell you. Now, when we put these productions together, of course, you see our faces, you know, and you hear us, you know, conversing and things of that nature. Just as important, or more importantly, is who's working for or with you behind the scenes. And I have to give a great honor to my sister, Rock. I have to do that. Rock.
Thank you.
Rock is absolutely amazing. She's an amazing person. We talk about what's coming up, and we also talk about, okay, who's the next guest that's coming up? And what we try to do, Sister Tamika, is that we want to also tie our conversations time and link them into what our guests, what his or her expertise is, okay, are their special what they are specialized in, the information, and it could be anything from business to health or education, our children, and things of that nature. So, Sister Tamika, I'm still waiting for Sister LaToya.
Okay, 1 second. I got you.
Yeah, okay, doll baby. Okay, okay. I'm waiting on you. And so that's why I'm delaying this just for a few seconds. Just be patient with us, because we also want to talk about some things that you have done with Swing Fi Swing, okay, and your history there, the connections there. And I'm going to text while Sister LaToya is giving us the intro. I need to text Brother Hicks and also Brother McDougal and tell them, hey, look, they're late to the party here. So, okay, but anyway, LaToya.
Okay, so first of all, this sister has, whew, her resume is long, okay, and beautiful, and very, my introduction, let me say this, my introduction, I can give an introduction, but however, this beautiful sister can definitely speak for herself, like your work, so I want you to elaborate after I just tell them a little bit about what you do as far as business-wise, okay, sis? So you can give them your swing hist a little bit if you want to. However, I want to let them know exactly what you do every day. How about that? Okay? Okay, so. You know what? Let me see my phone. Technology. Okay. So my beautiful sister, Tamika, she is a manager of residential services. She oversees 7 residential programs that house individuals with autism. How awesome is that? Like, okay. Pausing for a second. It takes a special individual to deal with people with challenges. Let me say it that way. Mm-hmm. Okay? Even though we all have some, but you all understand what I'm saying. She also do home behavior therapy and early intervention with toddlers/preschoolers. honey, it takes a special individual. Yes. Once again, my sister, to deal with the babies. Thank you. On the autism spectrum, she also educates preschool teachers on how to deal with their students that have behavioral issues. So, none other than Tamika Domingo. Please, my sister, take it over and just expound how you see fit, okay?
Sure. It's Domino, my last name.
Domino, sorry.
No problem. I've been in the human service field since college. I've always worked with individuals with special needs, specifically individuals on the autism spectrum. Currently, I've been at the agency. It's called Eden Autism. It's based out of Princeton, New Jersey. We have a school. We have residential programs. We have adult day programs. Okay. We do early intervention, and we also do in-home therapy. So we have a lot of services with our agency. Basically what I do daily, it's really a lot, actually. But I do entry-level training. I also, as LaToya mentioned, I do in-home therapy for parents who contract us if they have a child on the spectrum and they're having issues or the child is having behavioral challenges. We go into the home and offer them strategies and techniques on how to work with their child. I also go to preschools to do early intervention. So I also help preschool teachers learn on how to deal with behavioral challenges for children in their classrooms. And it's really, early intervention is really important in most things, but especially when dealing with a child on the spectrum, the earlier that you can start working with them, the better. That's it in a nutshell. There's other aspects of my job. It's really a lot, especially when you work, I don't know if anyone has this experience, but working in a human service field, you really become, your job can be very multifaceted, mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that part of it, that I don't just do one specific thing all the time. So I'm able to affect a lot of different areas in my agency.
Go on, please, LaToya.
I have a two-part question, mm-hmm. For you starting off. So how did you get into the field? Like what led you to go in this direction? Mm-hmm. One. And then two, I wanted to know, because you said the earlier the better to start working with someone who is on the spectrum. How early, can you diagnose? Is there a certain age? Is it not really a certain age? Or how does that work?
So typically, children would be diagnosed by the age of three, as early as three. There have been some earlier diagnoses, but that's kind of like the general practice. That's the best. And unfortunately, especially women who are on the spectrum typically are diagnosed later in life, even into adulthood. But typically young men are they're easily diagnosed. And there's various reasons for that. But if you can, there's been a lot of advances. Three is usually the age, and that is the perfect time to, start to work with the young person who's on the spectrum.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want to bring into the set our brother Robert Hicks. Robert Hicks, I'm not sure whether you know Sister Tamika Domino or not, but Tamika, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. You are also with your agency, and it sounds like I don't know how you juggle all of this, because it sounds like And after our conversation earlier, you were telling me that you have to go and educate teachers, or you teach teachers on how to deal with autistic children. And that is a heavy thing. So can you kind of share with Robert? Robert, I'm not sure whether you're familiar. No, you do have her resume. So, Robert, I the floor is yours.
Yes, good evening, everyone. And actually, I do know Sister Tamika from a mutual friend of Swing Fi Swing. So I would definitely say that it is a pleasure seeing you, pleasure seeing you again, and everyone on the panel. So I would say my question is basically the idea of what's the best way that you are able to organize and being able to meet the needs of the students that you come across with every single day. I know it can be definitely challenging, but we'd like to hear what your best tactics, or say, for instance, how do you engage with the students so that they make their lives better and easier?
So it's definitely individualized. The beginning would be an assessment. That's definitely the beginning part. And then based on that assessment, you know, they are individuals. Everyone has different needs. Everyone has different, challenges. So the very first step would be an assessment. And then from there, and typically most of the issues, is just with preschool, teachers and, individuals who are not familiar with children on the spectrum, is that they don't understand how they learn and they don't understand how they play. Play is a big part of learning for children. So, children on the spectrum, typically tend to want to play alone, and, they may be hyper-focused on something. They may become aggressive or have maladaptive behaviors because they are unable to communicate a want or need. So it's basically just helping the preschool teacher identify these things and, help them to incorporate the child at the child's comfort, and how, training them how to kind of start to incorporate them into the group play and certain, the things that they need to teach them. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. But, like I said, it definitely is individualized and it's based on each child. But the first step is just, I would definitely do an assessment. I would work with the child alone. I would observe the child in the classroom and interacting with other students as much as they do. And then based on that, we come up with a plan and work that plan. Mm-hmm. And then I would fade myself out. That's the whole goal. I'm there for a period of time, but then the point is for me to fade out of the situation and everyone, coexist as best as possible. And the student has their needs met.
Sister Tamika, I can't express how much I respect what you're doing, and the importance of your work, which leads to my questions here. I think you kind of touched on it a little bit. Just like in psychology, there are degrees, or let's talk about mental illness. Some people have maybe a mild form of a mental illness, and it can go from mild to moderate to extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there degrees of autism, and what would you say I don't know if you have any stats on this or what, the amount of children that have been misdiagnosed, and instead of treating that, they may have, or someone may have, or the doctor may have prescribed a medication. So if you could kind of touch on that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So there are definitely, and that's why, so in this industry, you'll typically see that the terms to identify these types of things, like autism, will change to fit the current, I guess, the current culture. You know, you always want to be politically correct, for lack of a better term. And you want to also make sure that you're describing it and making sure that it's not stigmatizing. So there's been all kind of terms to describe people, which the most recent term is being on the spectrum, because there are varying degrees of autism and how it affects you, which it is, you know, a neurological disorder, but it's more so a social disorder. So in terms of treatment, there's no treatment for autism. There's typically treatments for the symptoms, which typically are anxiety or OCD, or unfortunately there's a lot of gastro issues that individuals with autism suffer from. And I honestly believe it has a lot to do with anxiety. So that turns into a medical condition. So you're typically, you know, treating the symptoms of autism. Autism is more the things that you would do to help people. And even the school of thought has changed on this. If you want to treat, which usually, to put it simply, autism, people on the spectrum have a difficult time communicating because they just think differently. They look at things differently. Mm-hmm. Empathy looks different for them. A lot of, and this all depends on the spectrum, of course, on where they may lie on the spectrum. There are individuals, for instance, you'll see a lot of individuals on Silicon Valley who are IT or who are in those types of industries that are on the spectrum. There was a word, Asperger's, which is not common, that much used any longer, but those are individuals on the spectrum that have a high IQ. Then they have a hyper focus on certain things. So you'll see a lot of those individuals in Silicon Valley. They're the ones that work for Apple and for, you know, all the tech companies. You know, so there are, disorder. And there's all kind of varying spectrums. There's all kind of varying, you know, the individuals, just like anyone else, just because they have autism doesn't mean that they're going to do this specific thing, if that makes sense.
So remember that movie, I'm going to toss this over to Clayton also. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have some questions. There was a movie that came out a long time ago about the line between genius and what other people would consider as being mentally unstable, or could that be an autistic person?
I mean,
it's really smart, but
right, absolutely. I mean, there. I think that the attributes of a person that are on the spectrum can lend to. Absolutely can lend to a genius level of something, because there's such a hyper focus on particular things. So there were individuals that were termed Asperger's or a savant, or if you will, there was a very antiquated term, idiot savant, but it went to a savant. So it's someone who might not even be able to tie their shoes, but they can play a Beethoven sonnet or whatever, like, hearing it once, and they can play that, or they can draw, they see something and draw something with such intricacy, but they don't know how to, you know, make dinner for themselves, you know? So those are kind of stereotypical examples, but those things are very true, you know? And it's just a way of thinking, to put it simply. Individuals on the spectrum have a different way of processing information, of thinking about information, and it can lend to some kind of genius level situation. Absolutely.
Right. Clayton?
Oh, yes. Greetings, sister. And thank you for all that information. And I commend you for the work that you do. And I also commend all the teachers and educators out there because that's a big task. What I want to ask, but you guys have already answered, I was thinking on that same level, could this be something that they don't know how to label it? Because society always want to put a label on something. And you guys spoke on the fact that these people may be so intelligent that they don't know how to put them in a category. So call it autistic. Because back in the day when we were growing up, we didn't hear about autism as much.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. And then all the other hyperactive attitudes that children portrayed, it was like, okay, I'm bored. I just don't want to be here.
It's incredible.
So I said that to say this. I believe it's one of those things that these are children or adults that are so intelligent that we don't know what to say to them or how to treat them or mm-hmm. how to interact with them sometimes if we're not professionals.
Right.
So that's why I say I commend you, sister, for what you do. You're bringing out the best of these young people and adults. So I wouldn't know how to act sometimes. So I guess we all need a little bit of training, right? So thank you for what you do.
You know, I tell you, I find this... Robert, I find this comment, and then we will go to LaToya, and then back to Clayton, and Mark has been trying to get in and out, and I, on behalf of Brother Ahmad, he's been trying to get in. Then he said Facebook locked him out for 24 hours. Ahmad, what did you do? I don't know.
Is he able to get in through YouTube?
You know what? I tell you what. Hey, do me a favor, Robert, if you will. See if you can reach out to him and see if he can do that. Because it does give him that option, YouTube or Facebook. If you will. Okay. Or anyone else has contact there. So what I find so fascinating about this, and it's actually mind blowing if you think about it, you have people on this planet that have so much intelligence. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. You know, like math geniuses, okay? Or like you said, these people may not know how to cook a meal or tie their shoe, but they can play Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
That's awesome.
That is, or they might be able to draw something. I mean, just incredible art.
Yes.
Folks, and people tend to look down on, and I want to know from you, Sister Tamika, your knowledge about this. People seem to look down. Oh, there he is right there. Ahmad.
God bless.
Oh, you're here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is this is the best. And we've got I understand. I just found out. You didn't even tell me, Brother Ahmad, that, sister, you know, Sister Tamika. You didn't tell me that.
I didn't tell you. Yeah, that's one of my closest friends.
You gotta stop, Ahmad. You have to stop keeping secrets. You have to stop keeping secrets. And we're having a fascinating conversation. And Brother Hicks, he's got to come back in too. And we're talking about autism. And we're talking about the genius of some of these people. And what I'm saying is that some people look down on them. And these are actually people that needs to be celebrated. And through, and I don't know what it does to them when they are put down because they're on a genius level that I know I'm not on. And I don't know how many other people on this panel might be.
You know, brother, I have to say this. What's that? God's given gift to us as well. Just as God had created us, he created all of them. They just had a different way of expressing themselves.
You know,
they have a whole lot to give to us. They are just as valuable.
Absolutely. And so they should be celebrated.
All that. Yes, that's right.
You know, I'm going to tell you a little personal story. We grew up in a neighborhood, and there was a gentleman named Alfred. And Afro would go out and he would do some of the craziest things out in the street. He never hurt anybody, but he was just strange. He would wear an overcoat and it's 90 degrees outside, you know, and a car would pass by. He would curse him out. But my mom would say, one thing you don't know about him. He was an absolute genius in school.
He made sense. If you thought
he was a genius in school. Going forward, he had a great nephew or nephew that was in the Boy Scouts with me that was like a student, and I never saw him, took home a book. Okay? He got scholarships from all around the country. And dropped out of school, and I said, what happened to him? They said, he got bored with school, and he's just crazy now. And so this is something, folks, ladies and gentlemen, something that needs to be talked about. I'm glad we're talking about it. Now, let's introduce to this, Mark Daniels.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Man, I find this a fascinating conversation. Before we bring on our other guest, and I don't even want to call him a guest. I really don't. He's our national president, Mr.
International.
International. Oh, I stand to be corrected.
You better catch up.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. If I'm wrong, I want to be right. Okay, let's get back to this. Okay, Mark. Hey, bro, I want you to chime in, and I'm going to let you do the honors of introducing our international president.
Oh, without a doubt, it's an honor to have our international president, who I've had the privilege of meeting on several occasions, Mr. Ahmad McDougal, a phenomenal man. Yes. Every time I've been able to, you know, speak with him, and you know, it's been the last two conclaves. He's always taken the time to speak to me. I mean, I love him. He's a phenomenal man. And for me, it's an honor to even be on this platform, and he's a part of this. So thank you for being on here with us, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let me piggyback on that. To my esteemed international president, brother, every time I talk to you, you always have something encouraging to say. Without a shadow of a doubt, I know I'm going to have a good conversation. And that's important. When a brother reaches out, he should uplift one another. When a brother talk to another sister, always encourage that woman and lift her up as well. But brother, I have to give you your, as we used to say, your flowers while you're living. Brother, you're on point. And I've told you that personally. And sitting beside me is my oldest brother and group brother, Brother William Brown. So as we go forth with our obligations, you have told us always reach out to your brother. Give them a call. See how they are doing. That's important. And I'm going to carry that one with me because that's the kind of guy I want to be as well, and that I am.
Amen.
Be responsible for your brothers and your sisters. And I appreciate what you're doing with the administration, brother. Because we have gone a long way. Groove is on the map. We can go anywhere we want to go with our head held high. And our sisters are right there beside us. I have to give kudos to the sisters of Swing Fire Swing Social Fellowship Incorporated, who I dearly love. Because the fact is, we are incorporating with the sisters here to do community service. I'm going to go ahead and do a plug on this, because the fact
go
is,
ahead.
I was with the sisters yesterday at Virginia State University. Let me pull up some names. I want to give those sisters some shout outs while I can. Excuse me for just 1 minute.
That's okay.
As we went down to Virginia State, we took an abundance of groceries, you know, food items, personal hygiene items for men and women, just abundance of food. I collaborated with Richmond Graduate Chapter, some of the brothers from Virginia Union, Panther One Chapter, the Sisters of Swing Five Swing, Richmond graduate chapter, and some, I believe, came up from Raleigh grad. But Major Letitia Bland,
mm-hmm.
Sister mm-hmm. Claudia Davis, Sister Marcella Austin, Sister Geraldine Atkins, Sister Shadora Jones. And I want to say thank you because they included us and we was right there by their side. And it was a beautiful thing. And that's the reason why I'm taking my time talking about this. Because the sisters and the brothers of Groove 5 Groove Social Fellowship Incorporated and Swing 5 Swing Social Fellowship Incorporated are doing some great things and it should be known.
Absolutely. And we want to carry this around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. And now, Brother Omar, our past president, Brother Dennis Thomas, I love him too, right? He joined me about 6-7 years ago, I believe, if not longer, on a program we did called Groove Talk Radio, back in, we were in California at that time. And we moved the operation here. And I had the chance of speaking to someone who I've never met in person, but I've grown to love, and that's my sister Rock. And she recognized me. I had a write-up in an article in the Southern Soul magazine. I was wearing my groove gear, and the sisters of the Raleigh grad, they shared my that article, and we reached out. And I said, Sister Rock, I want to bring back Groove Talk Radio, but I want to do it a little bit differently this time. I want to make this global. I want to share this around the United States and abroad. But this time, it's going to be a joint effort between grooves and swings. Okay? Come together as one, because all of us are doing great things around the globe. And I just want you guys to know, grooves and swings, listen to me. You have a platform here, right here on this network. And I wanted to make sure that we had a voice. Ahmad, without further ado, I want you to tell us a little bit about what you do, okay, with the Groove Organization, okay, your vision there, the conclave coming up, and also your other life. What do you do there? Because I want to get into that also.
Okay, most definitely. And thank you for the introduction, and I appreciate you, brothers, showing your appreciation for what we're trying to do. As you know, as I always say, we're doing this together. It's not me by myself. It's all of us. It doesn't work without all of us. Before we go forward, I do want to go back to that conversation about autism. Did you guys, anybody mention some of the famous people that are found to be on the spectrum?
Repeat that.
I don't think we did.
So really quickly before we jump in. So Dan Aykroyd, remember from Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Elon Musk, Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, Andy Warhol. That's just some of the people that were on the autism spectrum.
So Andy Warhol.
Yes.
That's just
amazing.
Yeah, some of the, and so when you guys were talking about how they are special people, right? And we're not talking about special in a funny way. They are special individuals. I found that to be true. I worked with autistic people over time in my career as well, and I found them to be very insightful, right? They may not have the social skills that we're all used to, but when it comes to academia, when it comes to science, art, math, things of that nature, they excel, right? And you find a guy like Bill Gates in a huge house the size of the state all by himself, but he's still in that big house. So it's just real important to think about the people in the right light, the same light that you portray them in. So with Groove, so my vision for Groove is for us to continuously improve and continuously live in the light that the founders have created for us. So what does that consist of? It consists of leadership development, consists of mentorship, consist of creating academic excellence and opportunities for individuals to get involved in the academic realm, making sure that kids and people in marginalized communities have a way to get to education, whether that be college, because we're a collegiate-based organization, but just whether it be technical school, or whether it be any education that allows them to push their lives forward. We want to empower. We want to make sure that we're not only creating opportunities for people in marginalized communities, our people, but giving them the opportunity to in turn create opportunity for others. So all of these things are very important to us. And then we're also a global organization, we're international. And it's not because of me, it's because of us, because we exist in other places. And so one of our major initiatives is GOOD, which quite frankly, some years ago in working with Chrissy Coles, we were trying to collaborate on some of our community service projects, right? And so GOOD, Global Outreach Opportunity Throughout the Diaspora, that is a program that Swing had in place. But when I became president, I said, we're going to go ahead and move forward and make it part of what we do so that when we do the work, we can do it together. We can be more impactful, right? So for us, we have Good STEM, right? Everybody knows what STEM means. So through Good STEM, we build computer labs throughout the diaspora. So we built labs in Ghana, in Grenada. We're going to Costa Rica and dealing with the African population in those areas. Right now, we have 25 labs built in 3 years, serving over 20,000 kids annually. Not once, but annually. So those school labs are built and they're going to be there. Before we got there, in partnership with Crispin Booker, our international vice president, and his organization, because Veronica's Way is his organization, and we decided to partner with him because he's the one, he's a computer guy, and this is what his grandmother imparted on him, right? And that's why it's called Veronica's Way. That's his grandmother that imparted him on. So through him, we've been able to go to places where prior to us being there, they would have, we got pictures, they would have a desk, and they'd have keys drawn in chalk. They were practicing typing on a board with chalk, laying out the keys.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when we bought the computers, the whole village was crying. In 10 different villages, right? And if you see the pictures, you see thousands of people there. Those are the parents and some of the kids that we've served. So that's one of our major initiatives internationally. And now that we've done it, and his company is growing and our engagement is growing, we're going to start building computer labs here, yeah, as well as in other places throughout the world. With more donations, more assistance, it allows us to grow our efforts. Then we have Good Water, trying to build water boreholes in communities. You build one water borehole, and it can serve between 3,500 to 6,000 people. So that's Good Water. Then we have Good Shoes. There are these shoes, they're almost like flip-flops, right? Or like Crocs, as we would call them. So you can adjust the top, and they, rather than being one size, they stretch five sizes. So as the child grows older, his shoes will grow with it, right? Right. You won't have to buy a pair of shoes every year. It'd be several years, and those shoes use nanotechnology, so they're not going anywhere. They're going to last for a long period of time. Anybody who knows about nanotechnology is stronger than anything that we have on Earth because they buy it at a molecular level, right? So again, we're trying to be smart, trying to be impactful, and we're trying to be engaging. We don't want to get things that people don't need. We want to get things that people need. In the United States, some of our bigger initiatives are Grow 5 Feeds, right, which we seek to feed a minimum of 100 to 150,000 families every year. And so as it stands, we've done that for the last 3 years through our donations and partnership with Feeding America and also through Grow 5 Feeds at a local level. We're encouraging a lot of our chapter members to go out and feed individuals in their local community. In some cases, they have partnered with nonprofit entities and created a mobile food pantry. For instance, my chapter, through our president, Dennis Garcia, he created a partnership with this organization called United Community Corporation in Newark. And we've been running a mobile food pantry for the last 3 years, feeding at least 700 to 800 people every month in a one-time shot. Now, that's some hard work.
Yes.
I mean, everybody knows if you went to the food bank and you packed a bunch of stuff, it's hard work. So imagine that without the food bank, where you just take a whole bunch of stuff out of a truck, a big truck, unload it, repackage it in grocery bags, and then put it back, and then go to the neighborhood and hand it directly out.
That's right.
So that globally, we're all coalescing under that initiative. We're all supporting that initiative, and that's how we go to feed between 150 to 200,000 people every year.
That is true.
So that's another one of our things. Our Group Leadership Academy, very important. We're changing lives. We're giving young men an opportunity to learn from people who have been in the places that they wish to go. We're spending our time. We're buying coats, making sure the kids have coats for the winter. We're taking them on college tours. We're paying for the college applications to get into school. We're referring them over to the Groove Fund, who was our partner, our 501c3 arm, headed by past president Victor Henderson, and they're getting scholarships from them. And then they have a matching program for which we as a chapter, we can raise a certain amount of money and then go to the Groove Fund and say, can you match us? And so there's several different ways to which kids can get scholarships, get educational opportunities, which is what we're here for, right?
Yes.
And also in the realm of engaging communities, we've encouraged brothers to engage that block association, to engage that city council meeting, to engage those nonprofit organizations. Be a part of the leadership in your community, right?
Right.
Be a part of the individuals that are allocating resources towards solving some of those systemic and age-old problems in our communities. Whether you still live there or not, get involved in that place where you grew up at and bring the knowledge base. Be a subject matter expert. Bring that knowledge to that group and be able to bring those special skills to the table so everybody can benefit from them. So that's just kind of like a small look at some of the things that we're doing. On another side, when we talk about going to Miami, we have a 10-point plan because we're not going to just party. We're going to serve. And we're going to have a good time, but Groove always serves first. We're a community service first organization. So out of the 10 points, three of the most salient is we're building digitally, right, infrastructure. We're going to have a digital Black History Library. We hope to start it off with at least 500 books. We're starting with the 200-some-odd books that were banned by the Florida legislature. So kids will be able to, of any age, will be able to go to their phone, log in and have access to 500 or so books just to start, right? Over time, we want to build that library to over 10,000 books because it's not going to go away, right? Just like the digital landscape will never go away as well. So we're building this library to provide another resource to schools, right? We have a partnership with the Common Black College Application. So this is an application to which you can spend $20 for your child to apply. And that application will go out to 60 different HBCUs,
wow,
right? So when I saw that, and again, a sister put me on to it because I was not aware. I did not know. Sister put me on to it. As soon as I saw it, I contacted the gentleman, set up a meeting with him and my vice president, and we got a partnership. And so what we're doing in Florida is that we're going to pay for 250 kids' applications for college and a Black college application.
Wow, that's fantastic.
They will match us. So, in essence, we'll be serving 500 kids, free application to college. Then, last but not least, we're going to have scholarships directly for kids in marginalized communities in the areas directly adjacent and containing Miami-Dade County. And so that's just three of the things that we're going to do. I don't want to go over everything because you guys are Groovers. We got way too many things we're sending you on emails and way too many initiatives to jump into in this conversation. But those are some of the salient points, some of the things that we wanted to highlight.
Fantastic. Brother, I tell you, that's a lot. That is a lot to take in. Because the fact is, like I tell everybody, Groove is doing exactly what our communities and our local, statewide, even federal, we are in the mix. And people better recognize between the grooves and the swings, we're going to make a difference because we have to follow that blueprint. And we are establishing a new blueprint to the fact that we are community service-based people. We got to take care of the communities first.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate what you're doing to our president because he is not swayed away from that. Mm-hmm. Him and his administration is right on point and they're focused. And we are on the local level doing the same things because I am the president of Virginia State University Virtual Alumni Grad Chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So we are following that lead. We have bought in community service. We have some coming up outside the regional meeting that's going to be next Saturday, the 13th. We also have the Hope Center, which we will be there on the 18th of April. And then we do our street cleanup, which we have adopted the street, South Street, going from the bottom of the hill of Virginia State University out to Lee Street. That mile-long stretch belongs to Groove by Groove. We have our signs up. So no matter where we are making an impact. I have been working alongside the sisters. As a matter of fact, Ahmad, before you came on, Mr. President, I was talking about collaborating with the sisters yesterday, where we had given an abundance of food and personal hygiene items to Virginia State University's pantry. We filled that pantry up, and we took several pictures between the sisters. It was black and white. So they know that we are about our business. But on top of that, we will be working on the 23rd of April as well. That's the Wellness Day. I will be working with Geraldine Atkins, and we're going to set up booths and try to give them information on, you know, mental health items and those type of products. So along with our sisters, our beautiful sisters, we are going to do this thing, and I appreciate your leadership. Yeah. Also to Brother Hicks, I have to give you your props as well. When the information is there, you get it out. And that's crucial. We got to keep communicating with one another. Sharing information, what good is it to keep it to yourself? So I appreciate this platform, my brother. Ahmad, did you know this was my oldest brother as well?
No, but I was guessing because I saw the last name.
Yeah. I have to.